From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. President Joe Biden has been in office for 100 days. Last night, he addressed a joint session of Congress and proposed sweeping legislation. Today, I speak with reporter Jeffrey Grant on how these policies could affect America. It's Thursday, April 29th. Jeffrey, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure, Lingon. Thank you for having me.
Now, you've been covering the White House for many years. Could you walk us through President Joe Biden's address last night?
So he walked into a pretty much empty room, gave some fist bumps, and then
he talked mainly about
two bills that would invest $4 trillion into infrastructure and families.
$4 trillion, that sounds significant, but forgive me, Jeffrey, you sound a little uninterested.
No. It's just, remember Trump? He was so exciting to write about.
You're missing Donald Trump.
Right, that Trump, right. You didn't know what was going to happen. It was exciting. Remember the middle of the State of the Union when Trump gave Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom? I mean, kapow, mind-blowing. How do you even think of that?
Yes, it certainly made for a spectacle. But returning to the president's speech, what was the vision that he put forth?
I mean, he opened, you know, with talking about the vaccine and do you remember when Trump suggested we inject bleach into people? Anyway, Biden talked about the Capitol insurrection, but that was disappointing.
Oh, why?
Because he didn't try to incite one. He just condemned what happened. I mean, how am I supposed to write about that? What's the angle there?
We'll be right back.
Spotify brought you Renegades, a podcast with conversations between Bruce Springsteen and former President Barack Hussein Obama. But who wants to listen to that? Instead, check out Parler's new podcast, Deep State, with conversations between Kid Rock and the real President Donald J. Trump. They talk about racism, like how white people are being discriminated against, and police brutality, like how the police are being treated so brutally. Download it now before it's taken down by cancel culture.
Jeffrey, before the break, we were talking about the president's address. Can you tell us what the president said about the American Jobs Plan and the American Families Plan?
Sure. The American Jobs Plan is a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. It would fight climate change and promote racial equality and alter drastically how Americans view the role of government spending.
Jeffrey, what's wrong?
It's just not sexy. I mean, remember when Trump was in office and he wanted to ban Muslims? I mean, we got to report on that. We got to report on all of his lies. We were the rebellion. I mean, that was the whole identity. A rebellion is exciting. Rebuilding is boring. No one made a Star Wars movie about the rebels rebuilding infrastructure after Palpatine was tossed into the reactor.
Well, it does seem like, even though it's not sexy, this legislation has the potential to be the most impactful since the New Deal.
I remember when Trump would just like retweet Nazi stuff and they'd be in caps lock for no reason. Have you even looked at Biden's tweets?
I have not.
Well, of course not. Nobody has.
But what about the American Families Plan that President Biden unveiled at this speech?
That's going to make college free, make childcare affordable, give 12 weeks paid family leave, wipe child poverty with direct payments of thousands of dollars, and God, kill me now.
What is it?
Trump ended with an attempted coup. That's how you wrap up a season. It was like wrestling. And now we're back to talking about bridges? No one wants to watch a bridge that isn't collapsing.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Can we at least get Joe Biden to go on TikTok and start a fight in a mall kiosk?
We'll be right back.
Are you looking for qualified candidates to fill your next job opening? Try ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employers find a quality candidate within the first day. What happens to that other employer? It is god awful. We send them the worst candidates, like candidates so bad they will haunt you in your dreams. Candidates so bad you'll start reconsidering ever starting a business. Candidates that will make you lose your faith in humanity. Try it for free at thedaily2.com/ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest and scariest way to hire.
Here's what else you need. 들어라. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that New York City will fully reopen and return to normal on July 1st. New York City residents cheered before remembering how god-awful the city normally is. And the American economy has grown at a rapid pace in the first quarter of the year. Also growing at a rapid pace, Americans. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.